بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. کوئی شخص کسی شے کو پیشاب سے دھوئے اور خیال کرے کہ پاک ہو گئی، میل تو چوٹ جائے گا مگر وہ چیز نجس اور ناپاک ہی رہے گی، اسی طرح ہے ظاہر و باطن انسان کا۔ حضرت ابوبکر واسطی رحمۃ اللہ سے، If someone washes a garment with urine, then while that urine will remove the outward stains and the grime, the dirt that's on the garment, the urine will remove it and it will give the appearance of the garment being clean. But despite its outer appearance, there it remains napak, impure, and in fact the najasat of that has diffused. Now every stitch, every fiber in that garment, it is soiled, and then najasat is worse, although the outward appearance will be clean. So it's a similar is the condition of insan, of the human being, his zahir and his batin, his outward, his appearance, and his in and his ruh inside, his batin, which is called the batin, the spiritual side. It is the same. While a person appears to be a pious person, he dresses according to the sunnah, he performs salat, he comes to the masjid and he performs salat, he pays his zakat, he goes for hajj, and he practices other ahkam of the shariat, but his heart is corrupt, his dealings with people are corrupt, his family life is corrupt, his eyes are full of sin, he looks at haram, his ears are full of sin, listening to ghibat, his tongue is full of sin, speaking ill of others, making ghibat of people, speaking lies. If a non-Muslim should walk in and if he look at this, at the Muslims in the masjid, he will gain the impression from the zahir, from the outward appearance, that these are pious, holy people, they are devout people, without understanding that, that the hearts are corrupt. That's what the Bismillah said, that in the body of insan there is a piece of flesh. If that piece of flesh is corrupt, the entire body is corrupt. And if it is healthy, the entire body is healthy, and that is the heart. It applies physically as well as spiritually. You have the physical heart, the heart is diseased, the entire body is diseased. In the same way, if the ruhani heart, spiritual heart is corrupt, the entire body is corrupt and rotten. You know, our akhlaq, our characters are rotten to the core. And that is the reason why Allah Ta'ala's nusrat, His aid is not with this ummah anymore. Because the hearts, the minds, the intentions are all corrupt. That reason Allah Ta'ala has imposed our kuffar domination, the thing over Muslims, wherever you go in this dunya, the Muslims are always getting on the receiving end, being persecuted and being punished and humiliated. And the plight of this ummah is heartbreaking wherever you go. But then we blame others. Our gaze is focused on Allah Ta'ala. The Allah Ta'ala is the actor. Allah Ta'ala is the one that causes us. We fail to understand and accept what Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran, in what Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says in the Hadith. And that kuffar domination and kuffar successes and victories over the mu'minin, these are punishments of Allah Ta'ala. These are Allah Ta'ala's punishments. So we are not prepared to accept what Allah Ta'ala says. And shaitan has succeeded in taking away our minds from our own evil and focusing on elsewhere, blaming others, blaming the kuffar for doing this one and that one, for the hardships and the plight in which the Muslims are suffering today. But yes, we have to make dua and we have to assess this to the best of our ability. But the reality is that Allah Ta'ala has withdrawn His aid from the mu'min. Because why? Our body, our inner self, it is rotten. There is nothing of Islam, nothing of the Sunnah in our heart. A little bit Sunnah only on our bodies. And Allah says in the Quran, very clearly, بَعْثْنَا لَكُمْ بَعْضَنَا أُولِي بَعْثٍ شَدِينِ فَجَاتُ خِلَالَ الْدِيَانِ, that we have sinned against them, that means against the Ummah, previous times also. We have sent against them powerful servants, kuffar servants, Allah Ta'ala mentions in His mind. Powerful servants, our servants, Allah Ta'ala said. Over you, over the mu'minim. And they penetrated your homes and they destroyed the masjid, the Masjid Al-Aqsa, Allah Ta'ala mentioned in the Quran Sharif. And in the ahadith also, many ahadith. So as long as the mu'minim do not purify themselves, they will be like their garment which is washed, which has been washed with urine. And our inner self will be corrupt and will be napak and impure despite the outward appearance of performing salat and giving zakat and doing other practices of the deen. That is not sufficient. The basis and the root of success is the purification of the heart. If the heart is not purified, then nothing is. There will be no aid from Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala says, إِنَّ الْأَرْضَ لِلَّهِ يُرِدُوا لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ مِنْ عِبَادِهِ, that this earth belongs to Allah Ta'ala. He grants the control of the earth to whomsoever He wills. Many eyes Allah makes it very clear. Allah Ta'ala says, He is the Malikul Mulk. He is the king of this dunya, of dominion, of everything. But He grants honor and respect to whomever He wants. And He disgraces and humiliates whomever He wants. So our focus must be on Allah Ta'ala, not on others. And we must do soul searching, search ourselves, examine ourselves, make muraqabah, reflect on our own condition, and better ourselves. Although we are now living in such times that there is no longer possibility for the reformation of the Ummah on a universal scale, on a worldly basis. The Ummah will not be reformed. That's the job of Imam Mahdi now. It's going that thing. But that does not mean that the person should not himself make an attempt to purify himself. Moth is overhanging us. We have to answer unto Allah Ta'ala. Soon one more moth will overtake us. So we have to make our own preparations for our stay in Barzakh, in Qabr, and for our success in Qiyamah. So we are in such a condition now, about which Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Da Amr al-Awam, leave the masses, leave the public, concentrate on yourself. Be more concerned about yourself and your immediate family. We are drowning, everyone is drowning, see, every man is for himself. So be more concerned with yourself. Yes, wherever you have the opportunity to keep in the nasir, you should offer in the nasir. And it will always remain the compulsory obligation of the ulama. Give nasir and to make amar bil ma'ruf, nahi anil munkar, commanding righteousness and forbidding evil, regardless of whether people accept or reject. Tells now Nabi said, Lasta alayhim bi musaytir. O Muhammad, don't worry, don't grieve if these people don't accept you and they reject you. We have not sent you as a guard. Nabi Allah Ta'ala saying of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, you are not the guard and a watchman over them. Don't worry about it. Just your duty is only to deliver the message. Then it's all. Then to give hidayah, to guide anyone, that is the prerogative of only Allah. No one can give hidayah. Not even a Nabi cannot guide anyone. Look at Nabi Nuh alayhi salam. 950 years he lived in this dunya. But his son died was destroyed in the flood as a kafir. His wife remained a kafir. No matter how much he made nasihat, how much he called them, all 70, 80 people in the 9th centuries accepted the deen, and his own son and his own wife remained kafir and destroyed in the flood.